So now we're going to do another meditation practice, which is a further focus on the body. So we take our usual meditation practice, and you can review at any point those points of meditation and that posture. And I'd say the quick form is upright. You could just do meditation with one word, upright, the best you can. But again, use that grounding with gravity and alignment with gravity, and just start from that point. Just realize that you can find your spot in alignment with the forces of the earth, and therefore you're not fighting against pulling forward or back or any other direction. And you can find a resting place. So begin by feeling your seat. And this is the earth. You're grounded on the earth. And I think it's significant that the Buddha attained enlightenment sitting and grounded on the earth. And so we do that as well. So on a chair, you can feel the buttocks at the seat of the chair and your feet on the floor, grounded on the floor. And your legs on the mat or on the chair. And lift your shoulders up and rotate to the back and feel the shoulder blades go down the back, and that is a position that opens your chest and gives you a natural opening. Opening in the chest and strength in the back. If that feels natural, if it's too awkward, just relax into whatever is comfortable for you. Again, remember the chin, and we often have a tendency to tilt up and tilt the head up, and that shortens the back of the neck. So instead of that, keep the head in alignment with the spine and just tuck the chin slightly. The eyes can be open and slightly down. If you wish to close your eyes, you can do that. Just feel the breath coming in and out. So in this particular instruction, the object of meditation is the body. And if any thoughts or when thoughts come up, we come back to the body. The body's on the earth, upright, steady, grounded. And in fact, it said that the instruction from the Buddha, breath was included in body. So that's a clue. Although we separate out breath in the instruction that we give, here breath is the body. So as you breathe in, just be with the breath and feel it expanding your lower belly and filling your chest. And as you breathe out, you can feel the body returning inward. Just feel that rhythm and just be with the breathing. So just be with your breath as the breath breathes you. And I'll ring the gong for a short meditation. If the mind wanders, come back to the body. Come back to the breathing. Just the feeling in the body. your mind wanders more, then come back also to your feeling of sitting on the cushion or the chair. Really place your mind there in your seat and feel the points that your body touches the earth through your feet. Feel as if you're grounded to the earth, and allow the earth to support you in this mindfulness of body. Your body has weight, and the earth has pull. So together, you can have strength in terms of being grounded and present. And now I would like to do something with breathing, a short exercise. Kelung Rinpoche mentions something in the book. I won't be using that. But I'd like to do something that we do at Tri Yoga, which is a simple breathing exercise. So this is working with balancing the energy of the body. So you use your thumb and fourth finger, probably usually on the right hand, and you place the thumb on the right nostril and the fourth finger on the left nostril. And the two can go up to your forehead, the two middle fingers, or just rest naturally. So to begin, breathe out on the left. In on the left and out on the right, releasing with one, releasing the right. And it's a very soft breath. It shouldn't be heard. It's just very, very soft. It's not a strong exhalation. So let's begin again. So that's the explanation. So place your thumb on the right nostril. Breathe out. In on the left, out on the right, in on the right, out on the left. Just continue. and then return to normal breathing.